Worked a lot in the last 2 years, particularly with friends and company who were painters, visual artists. And I see that Jim Dine has a show presently of tools, one of his particular favorite pokey of senses of propositional reality or echoing resonance. His family were classic hardware store owners, and he grew up with a great pleasure in tools. And so now, these years later, he's about 10 years younger than I am, he's become not fetishized objects, but they become echoing resonances of his own real life and take on character and person almost literally. So we got into a situation where he was going to work with whatever I gave him. And I remember calling him to ask him what would be useful. He said, well, 10 parts. 10 would be a good number of whatever, you know, single poems. 10. So in that interest, I wrote this sequence, which is actually 10. It's a serial poem. Called Pictures. One. This distance between pane of glass, eyes sight, the far-waving green edge of trees, sun's reflection, light yellow, and sky there too, light blue. Two. I will sit here till breeze ambient enfolds me and I lift away. I will sit here as sun warms my hands, my body eases and sounds grow soft and intimate in my ears. I will sit here in the back of the house behind me will at last disappear. I will sit here. Three. Harry's gone out for pizza. Mabel's home all alone. Mother just left for Ibiza. Give the old man a bone. Remember when Barkus was willing, when onions grew on the lawn, when airplanes cost just a shilling? Where have the good times gone? Four. If one looked back of things to look, in that uselessly opaque direction, little enough's ever there. What is it one stares into, thinks still to recover, as it all fades out, mind's vagary? I call to you brutally. I remember the day we met. I remember how you sat impatient to get out. Back is no direction. To pass. Life is the river we've carried with us. Five. Sun's shadows aslant across opening, expansive, various green fields, down from door, here ajar on box towers, third floor. Look out on wonder this morning. Six. I never met you afterward, nor seemingly knew you before. Our lives were interfolded, wrapped like a present. The body, the odors, the tastes, the surfaces of our bodies were the map, the mind, the distraction, trying to keep up. I could not compare you to anything. You were not like rhubarb or clean sheets, or, dear as it might be, sudden rain in the street. All those years ago on the beach in Dover, with that time so ominous, and the couple so human, pledging their faith to one another. Now again such a time seems here, not to fear death or what's been so given, to yield one's own despair. Seven, like sitting in back seat, can't see what street we're on or what the one driving sees or where we're going, waiting for what's to happen, can't quite hear the conversation, the big people sitting up front. 8. Death be not proud, days be not done, air be not gone, head be not cowed, bird be not dead, thoughts be not fled, come back instead, heart's hopeful wedding. Face faint in mirror, why does it stay there? What's become of person who was here? 9. Wet, water, warm, fire. Rough, wood, cold, stone. Hot, cold's shining star. Physical, hill, still my will. Mind's ambience alters all. 10. As I rode out one morning, just at break of day, a pain came upon me, unexpectedly. As I thought one day, not to think anymore, I thought again, caught, and could not stop. Were I the horse I rode, were I the bridge I crossed, were I a tree, unable to move, the lake would have no reflections, the sweet, soft air, no sounds. So I hear, I see, tell still the echoing story of all that lives in the forest, all that surrounds me.